We come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, it's just good to be here. Amen. And after being here, that we know the Lord. We know who He is. Thank God that we know Him and we can feel Him in our spirit, that He with us. Hallelujah. Someone have lost some keys in the women's restroom. Brother, who'll have them? Okay. Brother Redwine will have them for you. Some sister have left their keys in the restroom. God is able. He's able. When you, sometimes, some of us haven't been through with nothing so much, and be thankful for that. But some people have been through some trials and some tests, and they know it wasn't nobody but the Lord. Some have tried everything in their trials. They go to the right, couldn't find no release, and go to the left, can't find none. Go north and south. But finally Jesus steps in. And sometimes when you hear them singing songs like this, it's getting next to them. They've been through some things. So just leave them alone. Let them enjoy themselves. Thinking about where God done brought them from. Yeah, that's all. Sometimes when you don't go through nothing, you don't know, is He able to bring you through it? God bring us through something. And you're not ashamed of Him, know where you go. He's good to us. He's good to everybody. Some folk can't recognize it, but He's good to everybody. Somebody looking at me right now, didn't even thank God for waking them up this morning. Don't raise your hand. I said somebody. Then thank God for waking you up. And don't realize so many laid down last night, didn't get up this morning. They tried, but they couldn't get up. He's good to everybody. And everybody got a right to give Him glory and give Him praise. Hey, hey. I know you're a big shot, but hey, everybody got a right to give Him glory and to give Him praise. Yeah. Let the devil look at you. Let the devil watch you. You know where God done brought you. You know that yourself. So leave Him alone. We got to know what He done for you. I know I'm up in the preaching. You know, sometimes we watch football, we watch basketball, we watch baseball. Somebody knock a home run, your team, ah! Put 3 points in, ah! Get a touchdown, ah! But Jesus already done knocked a home run. I know that right. I know that right. See? The home
When they killed him, they thought they had it. They put him in the grave. They thought they had it. But the whole world was he got up. He got up. He got up with all power. And guess what? He is alive. I say he is alive. Now, I heard somebody say, well, he's never been sick. He well and never been sick. Ain't that so? He never been sick. He well. Hallelujah. Yeah, I understand sometimes when God done brought you through some things. If you can't shout in here, where can you shout? You get fired on your job, I can shout in church, can I? Shout, shout, shout! Sometimes folks are, well, I can't shout on my job. We're not paying you to shout, but you can shout in here. For the good thing, that the Lord have done. Turn your Bible, if you will, to John 12.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
John 12.
Yes.
44. John 12 and 44. Jesus here, he said he cried and said, that cry really means he's spoken out loud. He didn't care who hear him. He wanted everybody to hear him. Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. They are one, see. I am come a light unto the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. He is our spiritual light to our soul. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. If he come to judge the world, half of us will be dead, won't he? Thank God he didn't. Hallelujah. He come to save the world. Everybody say, save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. The same word that we read right now about us and what he done said, we're going to be judged by what he said in this book. I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment that I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. I'm trying to press one somebody in here in these few verses. Jesus, if you notice there, he mentioned me 10 times. It let us know it's all about him. Me 10 times. It's me. It's me. You can't get nowhere towards heaven without me. I know you may not like my looks and what I say, but you can't get to heaven without M-E, me. You may have a problem with me, Jesus said. But if you want to see the Father, if you want a soul fixed for you, you got to talk to me first. When you see me, you see the Father. Show us the Father, we'll be satisfied. He said, look at me. When you see me, you see in the Father. We are one. We want to see some things that knock us off our feet. Here they're looking at a country preacher.
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Didn't have no curves in his head and all that, but they're looking at him. They want to see something special. Jesus is special. If anybody can be born without a man being involved, but he got to be somewhat special. Nobody in here wasn't born without a man having something to do with the mama. He was the only one. He's special.
Yes, sir.
God got him, just put him in their womb.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Oh, she knows she was pregnant.
Yes, sir.
Special.
Yes, sir.
Nobody else fixed up like that.
Okay.
He's special.
Yeah.
He God by himself. And my brother and sister, in need time, it ain't time to play. I promise y'all. Promise y'all. You. Oh, well, I'm about to get happy now. It ain't time to play. We've been playing long enough. I promise you. Folks just don't know that Jesus just about finna come back. And the preacher that been called by God is to keep up on breath of what's going on in this world. His preachers, not the devil preachers, but God preachers. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. I like to move about when I'm preaching. Hallelujah. Any way that the devil can get our attention, he's going to do it. Bless his holy name. It just ain't no time to play. Promise you. He working with me too. I promise y'all. God is working with me. I see now why he working with me. He want me to stay on what I'm preaching on. God knows I'm not lying. He knocking me off my feet. See, ain't no time to play. God Almighty. You know Jesus, you better get to know him, son. I mean that. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus is saying, if you trust me, you are really trusting God. When you see me, you see the Father. And when you see me, you are seeing the one who sent me. But all who reject me and my message will be judged at the day of judgment. What they will be judged about, brother preacher? Judged by my truth, the Bible. He gonna judge us from his word that already written in the Bible. The one that we looking over and going by, we gonna judge by this very word that I put in this Bible. We can accept it, leave it alone, but we gonna be judged by what we read already in this Bible. God Almighty, when you see me, Pharisees want to see God. When you see me, you looking at God. I'm the Word of God. I'm the Word in flesh. I come to redeem man from the hand of the enemy. And we will be judged from this book. Hallelujah. The truth. And next Sunday, you'll see some things that knock you off your feet about this Bible here. And what the world is doing to it. Come on, you ain't going to get to it now. Knock you off your feet. What happening in the world? We see it happening. Something going on ain't never happened before in our century. It's happening and we are ignoring it. I'm talking about the church. The church are ignoring it. The world having their fun, but the church ignoring what God done said in his word. Bless his holy name. We take church something to play with. But God knows it's nothing to play with. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, we stopped off on last Sunday telling you how Satan is trying to change God's word, the Bible, to please his followers, to please folks to deceive them, to mislead them, and they following whatever the devil coming up with now. If you notice, they putting the Bible aside and picking up what Congress done said. What the governor's talking about. You leaving your bread when you hungry. You leaving your doctor when you're sick. You're leaving your friend when you're friendly. When you put away Jesus, you put away life. And you can see it happening every day. How we putting away Jesus, the Savior, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And my brothers and sisters, the Bible contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation and happiness of believers in Christ Jesus. He is the mind of God. This right here is the mind of God. If you want to know how God thinks, read the Bible. This the mind of God. See what he got to say to you. It's the mind of God. Don't take it lightly. We throw it aside, but you ought to read it. See how his mind is. If you want to know how he feels, read the book. Because it is his holy word. And my brothers and sisters, can't nobody, everybody say nobody, can't nobody improve on the Bible. Nobody. I said can't nobody improve on God's word to make it better or change it or take away from it. Or make suggestions. You can't come up with nothing trying to change God's word. Please don't be deceived by the devil. You can't change this. It's unchangeable. It's God's word. It's the mind of God. And can't nobody change God's mind. Lawyers can't change God's word. He God alone, and he doesn't need nobody. Red Wine, read, if you would, Mark 8 and 38. Paul Momer, he at home with his wife in the hospital. She's kind of a little puny. Okay, let's pray for her, all right? Hallelujah.
Whosoever, therefore, shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
God Almighty, whosoever. What you trying to do, Reverend? I'm trying to push Jesus. What happened in these last days, we ain't pushing enough for Jesus. We pushing local symbols, but we not pushing Jesus. We pushing church folks, but we not pushing Jesus. That means folks can't get converted. We not pushing enough for Jesus. It's all about him. Everything you see is about who? Jesus. Read your Bible and find out. We're not pushing him no more. Notice he in the background just about every time. We pushing Paul, Daniel in the lounge, then we doing all that. But what about Jesus? What about right now? What we doing in our day, the 21st century day? We pushing him back in the corner. Pushing Jesus no more. Everybody ashamed of him. We come and say, he holy, he wake me up in the morning, but you are ashamed of him. The average church goer is ashamed of Jesus Christ. Don't break at me. I say ashamed, really ashamed of him. But they're not ashamed of the folks out in the world. They get a shirt and wear, have a rock and roll sing on the back. I'm talking about church folks. Your football player, your this, your that. But when it come down to Jesus, what we are ashamed of. Oh, this good gospel. This good gospel. See, I promise you it's good gospel. Just what happened in the last days, it won't get no better than you know it's going to get worse. Just watch and see. Just live a little while longer and you'll see what I'm talking about. God Almighty, generation. God, sinful. In the last and the evil day. And the devil got folks thinking like that. I don't know what I'm learning. I don't learn a lot about the devil, Jesse. Thought about this guy. You talking about slick. He's slick. He'll have you following him and you don't even realize you're following him. Well, Reverend Walker, how you know if I'm going wrong? I pick up the Bible, I find out where I'm supposed to go and how I'm supposed to do and what I'm supposed to say. I pick up the word of God. This is what he don't want you to do. That's where he's rewriting it. He rewriting this. And the church going to sleep. He rewriting the word of God. The devil is going against the word of God. When Congress and all of them, when they get together, that's the first thing to do. They used to open up with prayer because they recognize the Bible. God Almighty. They don't recognize this no more. They don't need this no more. And that's what happened. The Bible tells us in the last days what's going to happen. It's happening right before our eyes. I'm keep on telling y'all, this is it. Oh, boy. Paul, look at Paul. Lord, it's okay. Red Wine, look at Mark again, but 13, 28 to 37. Watch what God said. God Almighty.
Now, learn a parable of the fig tree.
Watch it now.
When her branch is yet tender,
yeah,
and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is near.
It's simple, ain't it? Plain and simple. Some of your young folk don't know what fig tree is. They eat it, that's all they know. But we older folk, we know we had fig trees in our backyard. Yeah, don't have them fig trees no more. But when you see them leaves getting big right now, little buds, we know summer is what? Yeah, coming. Summer is, we see summer coming. We're going to have some figs after a while. We be waiting on them too, boy. Sometimes no folks don't allow you to go in them places getting figs and things off the tree. Boy, we just slip in there and get some figs and things. It's because we stole them. I'm not the only one stole some figs. Some more folks stole some figs. Yeah. Stole some figs. But we know what summer, what? It's not. What you trying to say, Reverend Walker? I'm trying to say, Jesus saying, when you see things like this about my coming, what I told you was going to happen in this book, you see them now with your natural eye. Letting you know, I'm just about what? Near of my second coming. And the church going to sleep on it. What happened, Reverend Walker? What really going on? We allowing the White House to change the Bible. We doing it. School changing, everything changing, not for the better, but for the what? The worse. You ought to know something happening. Time. We see the end of time. We don't pay no attention. We think things just gonna go on. God not playing with us. He real. This Bible is real. They can change all they want. You better stick with the original Bible, I promise you. He gave us signs of his coming. And we paying them no attention. No attention. And he told us we're going to do it too. He told us. But the real saints and some that, you know, lacking them, but the real, they watching it. They see it. They almost about to shout. Because they see the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh boy. He on his way back. Summer is near. The coming of Jesus is closer than some of us think. And we see the signs. What you see now, and you read your Bible, you're going to see church folk falling away from the faith. Sin coming to church, sin in the church, and doing what they want to do, and putting Jesus in the background. Because Jesus said he knocked at the door, he can't get in his own church. It's happening right now. We ain't paying no attention. We go to church tonight and just get to be entertained. Want to see the praise dancers in their little skinny things, where you call them little black things. And we had a good time. The preacher said 2 minutes and sat down. And we threw with Jesus. That's what the devil wants you to do. Ain't no word being brought from the power of the Holy Spirit. You ain't heard from heaven yet. I know this is not popular preaching. I don't preach to be popular. Y'all all know that by now. Folks need Jesus. If there ever was a time, it's right now. Because the church leaving Jesus. We are the Laodicea church. And you see a lot of folks playing church. You playing with, I know I ain't got enough about time to get through what I want to get through. You playing with your soul and don't even know it. I know I'm right. With your own soul. Boy, God gave me some stuff I know I ain't going to get to it. Playing with your own soul. He already told us these things going to be. And we ignoring that. The church. In these last days. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters. In this 21st century. God, heaven, Jesus, and salvation don't value very much now. Notice now. Notice. Heaven don't value much now. Jesus doesn't value much now. Salvation doesn't value much now. Something must be going on somewhere. Something replacing Jesus in the last and evil days. Well, what happened to Reverend Walker? They've been replaced for the pleasure of this world. The Bible already told us it's going to happen already. We love this world more than we love Jesus Christ. We go out our way for the world, but when it comes down to Jesus, I'm tired. I don't feel like it. I ain't got nothing. I'm not always an excuse. Yes. That's when you see what's happening in the world. It's going to keep on happening. Watch. This it. I just said, watch. This is it. It's our time now. I said, our time now. Paul, them days are over. Daniel and Lion days are over. Peter days are over. It's down to us now. The church of Laodicea, watch us. I know I'm right. Watch. I dare you to keep on living a little while longer. I say, I dare you. The old folks say, I double dog dare you. To keep on living a little while long. You're going to see some things going to knock you off your feet. Already knocking me off my feet. Two things happening right now. But I see now why he got me on this thing. I can't get off it. God Almighty. We're in the time now where we don't care much about Jesus Christ. Our Lord and our Savior. And my brother and sister, watch this now. Years ago, when a child from 8 to 12, when revival time come, mama and dad, they going to see to them going to the morning bench. Say amen. I ain't talking about the young folk, but the old folk, the little older in the middle age, you ought to know that. A certain age, when you get ready to have revival, they have it once a year. When you get a certain age, you go into the morning. We call it the morning bank. Revival, you get born again. We can't even get our children to go to church now. Here you got a 5-year-old, a 10-year-old, and can't make them go to church. Shame on you. I wouldn't tell nobody. Mama and daddy, them, they was born again. And they don't want to be in heaven and their child go to hell. They going to see to them going to church to get born again. But that not happening now. It's old fogey. Oh, boy. Wish I had some time. You just don't know how hot hell gonna be. We read the Bible, we pay no attention, we think it's a phony, we think it's something going on with it. This Bible is real. The devil recognized it. I said the devil recognized it. The devil got to recognize this. When the devil trying to mess with Jesus. When Jesus in the flesh down here and want him to do some things that are out of place. Watch what Jesus told him. Do this, Jesus. Do that. You know, three times Jesus said, it is what? You've got to tell the devil that sometimes. It is what? He know, the devil know it's written. I said, the devil know it is written. That's when you had to quote it sometime. What he said, what the Bible said. Say it sometime. Let that child know he's picking at you. Let him know. It is written, devil. He got to recognize this right here.
Thank you.
It's written. I don't care how folks try to unwrite it. But brother, it is what? I'm not boasting. I ain't got nothing to boast about. When I come in Sunday morning, I'll be the first one to get here. Nobody but me and the Lord and the devil. When I get through praising God, the next thing I do, I point this Bible at that devil. Get yourself out of here in Jesus' name. There's no weapon formed against me shall prosper. He got to recognize the word of God. I say he got to recognize it. Caught the scripture on him sometime. Take church something to play with. You playing with your soul. God done gave me some stuff, knocked me off my feet. Don't y'all miss these three or four Sundays. There's some stuff coming out of here. I'm telling you. I mean it. The devil know his time is not long. He moving, boy. He doing this, he doing that. But just stick with the word of God. That's when they're trying to rewrite it. And there's some, you know, Jesse, there must be, they know something wrong somewhere, but they change the things in the White House for sinner folks. For again, some of them, no, but I'm going to say they've been born again. They write me a letter. They may get bit on teeth, but half of them haven't been born again, see. Trying to make laws for us and don't even know Jesus. You don't change this for nobody. I don't care what Congress said. I don't care how they vote. Don't let them take this from you. I said, don't let them take this from you. If they're on their way to hell, that's their business. Don't you go to hell because they're on their way to hell. When you get to changing this, boy, you in danger to be with. These folks, it's a strange thing. I never thought I'd live to see this. How they can make the thing that God said was sin be righteous. I can't, boy, I can't see that. That's just it. Read God's word and then change it. You know there ain't nothing but the devil. Don't let nobody change you from this here. That's the devil got you. If he doing that, it's the devil. And they're doing it. They're writing, rewriting about me. That makes folks sin more. Yes. The devil get in your mind. See, that Bible, old and way, all that kind of stuff. God is the word of God. He's just the word of God. Jesus Christ already got it fixed. God Almighty. And that's what bothers, what trouble you, Reverend? What trouble me, Paul, folks that go to church. That's what trouble me. I can understand folks out there in the world doing everything but right. But these folks come to church. Well, what you trying to say, Reverend Walker? A lot of churches don't know nothing about Jesus Christ. Because they got a pastor in there that ain't never been born again. We got to understand the devil got pastors too, big churches, small churches, all kind of churches everywhere.
is everywhere. The devil got, ain't no problem because we got a large congregation. The devil love large congregations. All he's saying, I got more members. Just what's happening. You can believe it if you want to. Just what's happening, and it's going to continue to happen until Jesus come back. Watch. Just watch. It's on his way. I promise you, it's on his way. Bless his holy name. They love the world. Notice how folk love the world now. The bad about it. Watch this. I'm like I said this. Notice how they took prayer out to school. And trying to run things themselves. You ain't no match with no devil. Only somebody can match the devil, that's Jesus Christ. We call ourselves doing it ourselves. And the devil get back just laughing, smiling, and get mad with somebody because they talk about Jesus. In some places, you can't even bring up his name. And that's where I'm brought American. God done brought American death for because of the name of Jesus. And now, Jesus done got so old folky and out of date, we want to get another Jesus. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, them old folks, let me say this. I'm got to say it. They love their children, some of them. They didn't want their child to go to hell. Oh. They couldn't stand to see I'm in heaven and my baby, my child who I love is in hell. Mom, I'm going to come and go tomorrow, man, boy. Go in the revival. You can get saved tonight. And they pray for him. Pray for her. They see to their children, first of all, getting some Jesus. Why, Reverend Walker? Because they didn't want to be in heaven and their child in hell. If you love your child, make sure you save first. God Almighty. And then see to your children getting saved. We take it lightly. Everybody died. Don't go to heaven now. Everybody lay cross here at New Bethlehem. Don't go to heaven now. Just being honest and being fair. You just got to know this stuff. We try to put them in heaven because we're not there. If they're not born again, they're not in heaven. I don't care how you try to fix it. I don't care what they've done. They're not in heaven. According to God's word, and God's word is not a lie. Oh, boy. Crazy preacher. Dear folks, it's happening. I promise you it is happening. What we read in this Bible about the last days, they are here right now. Right now. They are right here, right now, as I speak. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, in these last days, man have found his own way to heaven. Without Jesus. Just be what we call good. Or just join a local church. That is not salvation. Making yourself good is not salvation. You can't be good enough to go to heaven by yourself. I don't bother. Have you talked to some sinners sometimes? Well, I don't bother nobody. I don't get no trouble. I don't talk to a lot of folks. On down through the year. They could bring up their lifestyle. It's not that. You come here a sinner. And that's what the devil put in folks' mind. Make them think because they ain't never been in no trouble, no bother nobody. Ain't never done this, ain't never done that. Blah, 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 blah. It's not that. It's meeting Jesus. You giving your life to Jesus, that's salvation. Being good is not salvation. Going to a local church is not salvation. The devil in every local church, in every church that call on the name of Jesus, the devil there too. He's right there. That means the preacher got to preach the devil out of there. Just keep preaching Jesus. If you ever stop preaching Jesus, you got a devil in the pulpit. The only thing to keep him quiet is the name of Jesus. And I told you, it's the pastor that make a real church. If he been called by God. Not how he hoon, and not how he do this, not how he done that. That's not salvation in preaching. Oh, boy. It's only in Jesus Christ. That's salvation. See, don't be deceived by the devil, because the devil will mess you up. I'm going to give you a little tip. If anything come in your mind that go against this, it's the devil bringing it in your mind. You know it's the devil talking to you. If it go against the word of God, it's the devil talking to you. And he come and dress it up. Make you think of it, make a little love and things like that. If it don't match this right here, it's the devil talking. I don't care how good you feel, the devil gonna make you feel good. You already know that? Yeah. Somebody come give me $100. Whoo, feel good. Yeah. See, anything to make you feel, he can make you feel good. Make you think about things to feel good. That's not salvation. A song made me feel good. That's not salvation. Salvation is giving your life to Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's salvation. And folks need to know this. I'm going to join a church. At least y'all go where they're talking about Jesus if you want salvation. God Almighty. Because they're trying to put folks in heaven without being born again. That's what's happening right now. It's got to be Jesus. We can mention all of the hundreds of names that is written in the Bible. And don't mention the name Jesus, we still don't have salvation. We can mention every name in this Bible. Every name from Genesis to Revelation, and don't bring up the name of Jesus, missing him out for what he done doing, you're still without salvation. It's only Jesus. He the one died for your sin. Nobody else. Peter didn't die for your sin. Some people, he's talking about Peter. Yeah, Peter done this. Shouting. But what Peter did? He cursed, I know that, but he got saved. I ain't down in Peter. I'm trying to get y'all to see a point. It's only in Christ. Only. That's the only name. No other name. That's the only name can get a man to heaven is what? Jesus Christ. I don't care how they down him. Don't want to hear his name. If they're going to heaven, it's got to be through him. Oh,
that's
boy.
Right.
Paul, not Paul. Oh, excuse me. Red wine, look at Acts 4 and 12. Then we're going to close.
Yes, sir.
Acts 4 and 12. God Almighty.
Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
No other name. You can call all the names you want, every one of them by heart, and miss Jesus, you still can't go to heaven. This the Bible. It's all about him. And a few years from now, what? It's going to be where we're going to be have to face it. They stop his name. Like I got the name out there on the building out there. They're going to take that off after a while. Watch. Before he come back, watch. Anywhere they see his name, they're going to protest it. Just watch now. I may not be around now, but watch. It's here. There's some folk that we think love Jesus, but they hate Jesus. When you see America, how God done brought America, and we going against God, America's sinking. She don't even know she's sinking. I know what he told me about America. She's sinking. You see it sinking. You see what wrong? What happening? We leaving Jesus. When your life started leaving Jesus, you all started sinking. I started sinking. America is sinking. And don't even see herself. The church got the problem. I said the church. We the one afraid. We the one ashamed. We want worldly stuff more than we want salvation. You better catch him while he's on his way. Stop being deceived by the devil. Some folks think, I'm not trying to put no fear in nobody. I want you saved if you're not saved. I want you saved. I love you. I want you saved. And you just watch now. See, this right here is going to be full of fear. And you can see it every day. I know some of you ain't watching it, but you can watch it and read what God said and see what's happening. You can know Jesus is right around the corner. I promise you, he's closer than many of us think. We take it something to play with. You playing. Watch this now. You playing with your what? Soul. You playing with your what? Soul. Get a match. And light a match. Scratch a match. And put your thing on it. You'll check it back. Just a match. Hot. You're playing with your what? Got some more stuff I'm gonna bring next week. But think now, your soul will be with the devil throughout eternity. Don't let the devil fool you. You got a second chance. You ain't got no second chance. It ain't no second chance. When you leave here, you're going where you're gonna stay throughout eternity. Church don't got to be so phony now. It's phony. It's phony. It's worldly. And the Bible also says what it's going to be. It's going to get what? Worldly. It's in here. Ungodly. It's in here. It's in here. Worldly. We love the world more than we love Jesus. We'll do everything for the world, but when it comes down to Jesus, and this is the bad thing about America, we want to get rid of his name, Jesus.
Catalog number 1635. Catalog number 1635.
Jesus brought him this far. Now turn their back on him. Why? What? What prayer hurting school? How prayer gonna hurt school? Hurt the school? They been got that out. Just think about it. Well, we ain't said nothing about it. We keep on going. That be in school catching hell. Parents not disciplining their children like they ought to. If you whip them, they put you in jail. That means you're going down. Everything going down. Because we live in Jesus. Can't whip my own child. Now the police put me in jail. That's the devil. The Bible said, whip him. You ain't gonna kill him. He said, beat him. The Bible said, beat him, all right, but whip him. You'll keep, watch what the Bible said. You'll keep his soul out of what? That's what the Bible said. But the devil got power over Congress and all these places. They cause your child hard-headed, you can't whip him. And if you do whip him, he's going and they're going to throw a little whip on him. And now you won't put you in jail. Now you're on 6 and 7 and 13. Because I whipped my own child. I ain't beat him. I just whipped him. But the child going to act like he killed him. What mama care about you hollering? It kept my soul out of hell. It kept me from joining the jail. And guess what? And guess what, Walker? And guess what? You better not talk back to mama. You couldn't fix your mouth. Mama said, boy, straighten that mouth out. Bam! But they cuss mama out now. Sad on young boy. Let me tell y'all, young folk. You can act like that all you want. If I got some young folks in, and you just shown your days and you don't even know it. You shown your own days and don't even realize that where God can let you live to be 80, you'll live to get 30 or 40 because you disobedient to mama and daddy. It's in the Bible. It's in the power. All this coming across are the White House making laws going against God's word. That God said, whip him, let him cry. You ain't gonna kill him, let him cry. I saw some children told mama, shut up. God knows I have. Tell him mama to shut up. If I had told my mama that, y'all would have another preacher here right now. I shut up all right, but I'll be shut up for shut up for shut up. But that's what's happening now. It's the devil. Don't forget about it. It's the devil doing this. They making ungodly laws. Ungodly laws are going against God. Anytime they go against God's word, it's ungodly. The Bible said, whip him, let him cry. It'll keep his soul out of hell. That's what the Bible said. Children ain't got no respect for grown folks, no kind of way. They go and put their feet on the teacher's desk. I know I'm right. And what bothered me so bad, and you know he's just as bad as he can be. You can't do nothing with him. And time he called you because he done something, and you going out there with your crazy self and looking at that teacher, yah, 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 yah. You can't do nothing with him yourself. You're making a crank out your own self. You're making a crank. You know how bad that joke is. You know how sass that girl is. You know it. You'll reap what you sow. That child will get in some trouble or get killed before she know it. Let's vote right now. Got to preach another hour. Go and vote right now. No, there ain't enough. Oh, I got to have more than that. No, there ain't enough of hands up. I ain't joking. I got some more stuff that y'all need to hear, I promise you. I'm not trying to get you to come. Come if you want to. I'm letting you know that. I know what he done gave me.